Hello, everyone, and welcome to 2022. And this is the first episode of the Cine Gang.
First episode of the year of a new season,
First episode of season. Ano na ba tayo? Season
75.
Hindi ko binibigil lang yung season. Season 3 na ba? 4?
I think four.
Na yata.
4 na, yabang.
Diba?
Yes.
Self-assigned naman yung mga season natin. So kahit anong number, tama naman tayo palagi.
Uh-oh. We have a really, really awesome episode. And very interesting, Chef Char. Tell us all of what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, well, you know, tamang-tama, it's the first episode. It's the first episode of 2022, but it's also about celebrating another first, which is, of course, the first day of the lunar calendar naman. So this is a follow-up from our episode last year with Abet. No? We were trying to make this a yearly thing, no? To talk about the Lunar New Year. Because here in the Philippines, we like to call it Chinese New Year. But if you look at our Asian neighbors, hindi lang China ang nagse-celebrate ng Lunar New Year. Tayo rin, Korea din, and Taiwan, of course. And Vietnam. If I'm not mistaken, Vietnam din. No? So it's a really huge holiday.
Event.
So parang we can't not record an episode about this huge holiday.
Tsaka pag nasa China ka, New Year lang tawag mo sa kanya.
Pero bakit yung sabagay, yung fries pag nasa France ka, fritz lang. So
talaga?
Oo.
Hindi ko alam yun. Yung akin joke talaga. Pero yung sa'yo mo, seryoso eh.
Malabas sa'yo pagkatito nyo. Okay. Now for this special episode, talaga naghanap ako ng magaling na guest as a resource person. In fact, she has guested in a few TV shows on this same topic. No? She is a TV host, a podcaster, and a lifestyle vlogger. I love her travel videos, guys. You gotta check out her YouTube channel. The beautiful Miss Valerie Tan.
Woo! Ni hao! Wow, ni hao! Kung si Patrick. Pakitang gilas, di ba?
Hello. Ang galing, galing. Legit ito na po mong guest, Richie. Pero kilala ko na rin yan si Val. Tagal na. No?
Yes,
so,
yes.
Legit yan.
Mm-mm. Thank Rabbit, you so much for inviting.
Yun, no?
Oh,
dumugo ka agad ilong ko sa Chinese.
Pero Chinese ka din, di ba, Chef Charwin?
Yes. Ikaw na nga pambato namin eh. Dudugo pa ilong mo.
Sindak ako kaagad eh. Biglang, biglang two lines of Chinese kaagad. Parang kinabahan ako eh.
Yun, so perfect. Ayun. Chef Char, what would you like to ask our Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year expert?
Just to clarify, I'm not really an expert. Baka mag-expect yung mga guests na parang I studied, ganyan. No, but I'm a typical Filipino-Chinese, born and raised here. Pero syempre, I still follow the Chinese traditions.
Of course.
I think siguro one of the things na very normal na kailangan tanungin, no, about the Lunar New Year is marami ka na bang tikoy sa bahay, Valerie? At pwede ka bang mamigay ng tikoy? Sorry, I have to do it to you because people do it to me all the time.
Especially, di ba, pag before pre-pandemic, especially sa workplace, when I meet mga Filipino colleagues, yan, sure na sure, hihingi ng tikoy. Patikoy ka naman dyan. And talagang nagbibigay ako ng tikoy kasi nga, diba, the tradition is you give tikoy, it's parang sweet, tapos madikit. So supposedly, lalo magiging close yung relationship mo with other people.
Ah, okay. That's the, that's the significance.
Yes, yes.
It's, let's say, good vibes from people will stick to you. Parang ganon.
Yes, yes. Ah, saka napansin ko, the Filipinos really love tikoy, ah. They love yung
personally,
sweetness
I
niya.
I dip it in egg and then we fry it. But what's the traditional way of preparing it, Chef Char?
Ganon, diba?
Yeah, I think that's the most classic, no? Either you pan fry straight na walang egg or with egg. Tinanong ko before yung auntie ko, bakit dinidip sa egg tapos pina-fry?
Mm-hmm.
Ang napaka-marvelous ng sagot niya. Parang, wala, yun yung turo sa akin. So, I've never understood the reason. No? So mas masarap ba siya? I mean, it's barely there, no? The egg is barely there.
Right.
Parang may konting texture lang. You know that texture you get pagka nag-fry ka ng egg na medyo in-over mo ng konti, right?
That's how I like it.
Crispy edges, right. Yeah. So, right. I think that's the idea behind it.
And now I see a lot of flavors of tikoy. Di ba dati, mga 10 years ago, it's just one.
Right.
Yung original. Ngayon, ang daming variants talaga. Like parang more than five, more than five flavors.
That's what I was gonna say. The one of the ones I tried was a Chinese sausage tikoy. In theory, it sounded good, but I could barely taste the Chinese sausage. If they added more, that would have been good. And a pork floss tikoy.
Wait, nasa loob yung sausage saka yung floss?
Oo, nasa loob. What? Parang chopped, minced inside. Holland.
Uy, laban ako dun. Gusto ko matry yun.
You know, tikoy is parang automatic, right? That's part of the Lunar New Year celebration. But is there, a dish or maybe ingredients na we should really avoid or not have during the New Year celebration?
Kasi diba tradition for Chinese New Year is to have yung mga round fruits. Mm. Diba? The usual, you see the oranges, the apples. But what I've heard from the elderly is bawal yung bayabas and grapefruit.
Why?
Malas daw siya, malas. May explanation siya na pag kinain mo siya, basta balas daw siya. Alam mo naman sa Chinese, diba? It's either swerte.
Kala ko itutuloy mo eh. Basta pag kinain siya. Tapos malas.
May explanation siya. So baka those two, the grapefruit and suha. Yun ang bawal.
Baka yan yung, Sharwin, remember you were teaching us years ago about this, yung energy ng Chinese food na kinakain. There's a term for it. You were telling us, yung some foods are healing, some aren't.
Hot and cold.
Hot and cold?
Mm-mm. The heat,
you think, no? You think may kinalaman doon? Oo, yung hot and cold?
Ako, hula ko, hindi. Ang hula ko lang is...
Hindi.
Ang hula ko lang is mapait ng grapefruit. So baka yung
maybe,
pait. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm really not an expert on that part. But I've never heard of this. So this is good. Marami kaming suha sa bahay. So I'll make sure not to have any on
Feb 1.
Kung
matamis, padala mo sa akin. Kung matamis, okay lang sa amin dito. Ako may alam akong isang food na bawal. Kasi nga, I work for a family business for my bosses, no? And their family is Chinese. So we always celebrate Chinese New Year every year. Yung isa nilang tradition, sabi, kasi we cater for the party every year. Sabi nila, serve everything, wag lang manok. Kasi raw, ang chicken daw, isang kahig isang tuka ba yun? Yung term na yun. So para mas bountiful yung year mo, don't serve chicken daw. Yun na nga lagi bilin sa akin. Serve ko na lahat ng bilog. Dim sum, buchi, lahat. Wag lang daw manok. Narinig nyo ba yun?
Yeah. I guess it evolves na rin, no? Kasi yung isang kahig, isang tuka, I thought it was a Filipino tradition na bawal mag-chicken kasi isang kahig, isang tuka. Kasi for Chinese, laging may chicken sa handaan.
Ah, okay.
But I feel nga it evolves na rin throughout years. Nag-iiba na rin yung mga...
Probably.
Right. Depending on the family, no? On their own personal beliefs.
Oo. Ano pa? Ikaw, Sharon, may alam ka. Pero yung kabaliktaran ba meron? Kasi, or yung standard na bilog nga, and sticky food. That's why yung favorite ko na dish ni Sharwin ever since, kailangan matikman nyo to, guys. Guys, for all our listeners, yung millions of listeners ng The Sinigang, kailangan nyo matikman yung sinaserve sa, yung pinapadala sa ni Sharwin every Chinese New Year, yung, ano tawag doon? Machang ba yun? Yung sticky rice mo?
Yung sarap. Machang.
Well, dalawa siya, may machang and then yung kiampang. Which is very like a family, it's a family recipe. Kami, we like it stickier than normal. So we use a rounder, shorter grain rice kaya mas dikit siya ng konti. But
and
not as
swerte,
sticky as the machang.
Yun swerte kasi nga same as the tikoy principle, 'di ba? Sticky siya. Kaya okay rin siya.
And I think the rice, no? If I'm not mistaken, well, the concept ng rice is para lagi kang may kanin throughout the year or something like that.
Pero it's walang ulam. Masarap siya. Masarap siya.
Masarap siya. Yun
ang reason na.
Pero isang dish na talagang staple, especially sa mga happy occasions and also for Lunar New Year, is fish. Na kailangan it's one whole fish, hindi siya chopped. Preferably mga steamed na hito. Yun talaga. If you go to weddings, you will see that. If you go to mga birthday
lapu-lapu,
parties.
Lapu-lapu. Yung malalaki.
Yes.
Yung mga pampano, lapu-lapu.
Yes. And actually, may tradition pa yan eh, pero hindi na masyadong fina-follow na ngayon ng modern times, no? Yung head, kailangan, head ng fish, nakaharap dun sa elderly dun sa table.
Oh, cool.
But actually, for the younger generation like Chef Sharwin and I, hindi na siya masyado pinapractice.
Yung mga ano, Gen Z na generation nyo, oh, no?
Yeah.
Na Chinese.
Gen Z na.
Okay, Gen Z ang ano, maraming katotohanan na sinabi si Valerie dun sa last statement niya, except the fact na bata pa ako. yun lang yung hindi totoo. But the rest is true.
But what is the ano, what is the reasoning behind serving that whole fish? Would you guys know?
Yeah, I would know. Ba, parang
sige.
Student, no? Na,
go.
Kamay. Kasi the Chinese, the Mandarin for fish is yi. And yi also stands for parang surplus or excess in Chinese.
Nice.
So parang yung saying, gusto ko pa ng more.
Abundance.
More. Abundance, yes. Abundance,
oh,
correct.
Yi. Did we pronounce it right? Yi. Parang
no,
hirap i-pronounce it.
Mahirap Mandarin eh. Yi.
Yi.
Ang problema kasi sa Chinese, yung each word has like 4 or 5 intonations and then it means 5 different things. So, which is why these traditions exist, no? Mahilig kasi yung Chinese sa ganit, yung wordplay.
Yeah.
So, parang minsan, some of the jokes in Chinese, mahirap intindihin in Filipino or in English. Kasi when you translate, it doesn't mean anything na. Pero in Chinese, it's funny because it sounds like this, but it actually means this. Parang ganon.
Yeah.
So it's the same with the traditions. I think last year, parang Abbott mentioned something about the pineapple, which is onglai, right? And parang onglai. Some Chinese believe na that is an invitation for luck to come in kasi ong is swerte and then lai is to come, right? So parang ganon. Parang.
I'm not sure if nakwento ko yun last year sa episode natin for Lunar New Year. Yung when we opened a store in Vietnam, they had me roll a pineapple. Pampaswerte daw. Parang, I have to roll it, tapos kailangan tumama daw sa dulo ng store. Something like that. So, yun nga, it's a tradition for them. Pero guys, bago tayo tumalon ng pineapple and other food, one last question regarding fish before we move on. Ano naman kinalaman nung bawal daw baliktarin? I know that sa tradition, huwag mo raw babaliktarin yung fish. Tanggalin mo na lang yung bone sa gitna. Diba? Ganun mo raw himayin. Is there a reason to that? Or... wala lang.
Ako, narinig ko kay Mikey Chen.
Oh, sige, sige.
yung explanation ni Mikey Chen in his videos was so you're eating fish, it represents parang yan nga, fortune. And then if you flip it, it means binabaliktad mo yung fortunes mo.
Ah, so that's so, why wag mo nang baliktarin, tanggalin mo lang yung bone sa gitna.
Correct.
Okay. Galing.
Strictly
dumb. Idol Mikey.
Idol Mikey.
But you know, that's a Filipino thing also, right? Like, sa atin ano naman, ba? It's yung baka tumawag daw yung boat ng nakahuli ng isda. Parang ganun.
Ganun ba yan?
Hindi ko na alam yun.
I forgot where I heard this. Probably during that time na I stayed with fishermen sa Laguna. I don't know, but parang there's this idea na pag binaliktad mo yung isda, baka tumawag din yung bangka na humuli nung...
Grabe si superstition
na yun. Oo,
grabe.
Oo.
Yung na yun.
All superstitions. Pero I think one common thing naman sa Chinese din is that kailangan lagi may excess ng food. So di ba ang daming handa? So you don't need to finish everything. Maganda na marami. Parang sinasabi mo na for the whole year round, we have a lot. We have abundance.
Pero ano, wait lang. If you have excess, is it okay na ibalot mo yun and then ipa-take home mo sa mga tao? Like, hindi naman yan tipong nawawalan ka ng swerte or something like that, no?
I've never heard of that naman, pero parang practicality side naman, no? Sayang naman kung itapon.
Pwede naman yata. Sa Patay yata yung bawal. Yun ang narinig ko. Bawal ka mag-uwi ng food galing sa Patay.
Sharwin kasi nagdadala ng Tupperware kaya nagtatanong.
Chef Sharwin, may tanong si Val sa'yo, Chef.
Ah, yes.
Being a Filipino-Chinese also, no? Nag-aalay ba kayo? Kasi yung alay is yung parang before kayo kumain, some of the food inaalay nyo to your elders na who passed away. So parang nagpapaypay kayo, there's like incense, and then you offer the food. Kayo ba, Chef Sharwin, you also do that?
Yeah, we do. But unfortunately, I don't understand the logic of the food. I mean, I get na you create a meal para you offer to your ancestors. But I don't know why, which dishes are presented. Kasi parang nung tinitignan ko yung sa amin, over the years, nag-iiba din yung ulam na, na sinasarap. I mean, the fish is there all the time. The whole fish, the whole steamed fish is there. Although lately, naging fried, whole fried fish na kami. Kasi practicality lang, parang mas hindi siya napapanis. Kasi if you fry it whole. And then escabeche na lang, di ba? But the rest, nag-iiba siya. So, tinanong ko yung auntie ko. Sabi niya, parang hindi naman daw importante kung ano. Mas importante yung what it symbolizes. So, minsan, meron kaming charshu. Minsan, meron kaming hipon or something. So, I don't know if there are rules to what you're supposed to do. Ang alam ko lang is that during the new year, yun nga, we light the incense. We offer fruits and food. And then, parang, may time limit pa yan eh, di ba? Like, hindi mo pa pwedeng kainin. Kailangan paalay mo muna for a certain period of time. And then, so the elder will say, okay, pwede na. Tsaka na kami pwedeng kumain. So, parang the whole time, pinapanood mo lang yung pagkain doon. Pero hindi mo pa pwedeng gilawin.
Naamoy mo lang siya. Pero you can't touch it yet, yeah.
Yeah.
Kami ni Richie naman are more na, sana maimbita kami na maaming mga Filipino Chinese friends. Kasi wala kaming ganun eh. It's more, sige, we can light incense, di ba? For good vibrations. Di ba? Ako, guys, may weird akong napansin. Kasi usually after dinner, naglalakad kami ng wife ko para bumaba yung kinain. Okay yung tulog, ganyan. Nag-full moon last week. As in, ganda ng full moon, di ba? Ang dami nagpipicture. Ang Lunar New Year, akala ko full moon. Hindi ba? New moon ba?
Ay nako, Chef Sharwin, ikaw na bahala dyan.
Parang napatigil ako. Nagulat ako eh. I'm always not full moon eh. Kaya nga Lunar New Year eh.
I don't think so.
New moon. Baka new moon.
Hindi ko alam kasi kung ano yung, hindi ko alam kung ano yung starting point. Parang may number of days from a certain moon. Doon mo malalaman. Kaya nag-iiba yung Chinese New Year every year. Like, it doesn't follow the calendar, di ba? The reason why it doesn't is parang you count a certain amount of days from a thing. Ang hindi from ko alam kung yung thing na yon is a full moon or whatever, right?
Naku, yung hindi ko maintindihan. Chef Sharwin, parang ina-embarrass natin yung Filipino-Chinese community.
sabi ni Richie, pagkain pag-uusapan, astronomy naman yung tinatanong ni Chef Ed. Ano ba yan?
Sorry. Napansin ko na naglalakad ako eh. Kasi alam ko, mga February yata ang Lunar New Year this year eh.
Yes.
Kasi February, nakamark na sa calendar ng company nga namin. So naglalakad ako last week. Sige ko, teka, full moon na eh. Nalito na ako. Sige ko, kailan na ang Lunar New Year? Full moon ba? New moon? Baka new. Kasi New Year. Labo.
But I noticed a lot of Filipinos celebrate na rin the Chinese New Year. Ah. Not just the Chinese. Even the Filipinos. Parang ginagawa rin nila yung mga superstitions, traditions.
Yeah. People are looking for a lot of... Mahirap ng panahon ngayon eh. So people are looking for... occasions to celebrate. Even, di ba, yung US Thanksgiving, di man tayo.
Thanksgiving, that's what I was going to say last year. Ang hirap
yan ng turkey dito, di ba?
Tama ka, Ed. It's a new moon.
New moon? Ayun.
So,
nakachamba tayo doon.
Medyo, I won't take credit for this dahil sa Google ko lang nahanap. But, apparently, you calculate the second new moon from the winter solstice. So, the longest night of the year. And then you count the second new moon. Yun yung Chinese New Year. That's why it changes every year.
Nice.
Ako, Val, I have a question. Is that, especially during the times na, ano na, before pandemic, I was able to celebrate these Chinese New Year meals at certain places. Hotels, restaurant. Doon ko the first na experience yung hinahagis, yung nagtatos ng food, yung lohe. Is that yung may sinasabi?
Ah, yes. Parang ano siya, Singaporean, it's a Singaporean-Malaysian tradition.
Oh, well, okay. I think, iba pa pala yun.
I think so because it was Crystal Jade. And that's in Singapore, the Crystal Jade, di ba? So, but apart from that, di ba, mga hotels, ikaw, were you able to, where would you recommend people na who's interested in celebrating the Chinese New Year? Are there certain places that we're close to you, that memorable sa iyo na masarap dito kumain?
Favorite namin talaga ng family is Shang Palace. authentic yes. talaga Chinese. We also love Hai Xin Lo. Are you guys familiar?
Oh yeah,
I've been there once.
Pasay Road, there
once. Yes, yeah. yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Saya doon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, masarap din doon. Nagutom na ako, ah, Richie. And then also, syempre, the usual, like you have Peking Garden, Gloria Maris, Choi Garden also. Yan yung talagang, oh, ngayon kasi the pandemic, nagte-take out na lang kami, we just call them, tapos pick up na lang the food. So those are the restaurants that we really go to. Kaya Chef Sharwin.
Shang Palace, I love their dim sum. Mm. Their shawmai is as big as my fist.
Wow.
Sarap. Ikaw, Chef
Sharwin. I met some of the chefs at Shang Palace and yung meron silang from Hong Kong na gumagawa ng dim sum na that trains them. And that's why it's as probably as close as we can get to eating it at Hong Kong. This is something na kami nila Chef Ed, we always talk about. No? Parang kahit na grabe na yung technological and skills advancement natin dito sa Pilipinas. Iba talaga pag sa Hong Kong ka na kumain. Mm-hmm. For some reason, mas masarap lang talaga yung wonton doon. Mas masarap lang talaga yung hakaw doon. Even if you use the same recipe. So, hindi ko alam kung yung tubig ba doon o yung pawis ba nung gumagawa.
Yung diba? Hangin.
Yung,
oh.
Yung so, pawis nung chef. Tumulo.
Diba yung, oh. Kasi nakasando eh. Nakasando gumagawa.
Sodium yun.
Yeah. But I think this year the best thing to do would be to order in advance, no? Kasi I highly doubt na mapupuno yung restaurants dine-in kasi of course it's probably like 30 or 50% capacity. So mabilis mapuno. And then marami ring mag-order from the house. So ako I would probably start calling restaurants mga a week or 2 weeks before Chinese New Year itself, just to be sure na may spot ka, no? Kasi like for example, si Choi Garden, yung they have this famous roast pork, for example, may limited number of orders lang yan per day. So nagkakaubusan yan. Same with yung Peking Duck ng Peking Garden. If you want that, you probably should order in advance. Para lang nakalista ka na, no? Kasi kung tatawag ka day itself, parang Valentine's Day yan eh. Pag the day itself ka lang tumawag, delikado, may problema ka na.
And what we usually do naman, sasabihin namin pick up at 4 p.m. or pick up at 10 a.m. para at least sa'yo na yung first na lulutuin nila. Kasi we've experienced before na pick up, for example, sabihin namin 6 p.m. Hindi, 7 na namin siya makukuha because nga of the huge amount of orders right. that they receive.
Yung ticket huh? na pushback mm-hmm. sa bigat ng anong orders.
Ang Lunar New Year ba parang regular New Year na parang may eve.
Yeah, parang may New Year's Eve naman.
Parang may Noche Buena.
Yes, yes. With family also.
Sa lubong. Yeah,
same. Yeah. Pero sa China, yung celebration nila ng Chinese New Year, mahaba siya. Kasi diba dito sa Philippines, it's just 1 day, 2 days. Mm-hmm. Pero sa China, it's like 2 weeks. Walang nagtatrabaho. Everyone yes. goes home to their provinces.
Ganon sa amin, sa Vietnam, yung team namin, 2 weeks nagsasara talaga yung business namin doon. Kasi they call it Tet, T-E-T. So, that's alam ko it's their Lunar New Year name for it. No? It's called Tet. That's also their end year. So yung 13th month nila, doon namin binibigay, hindi doon sa December.
Yes.
Oo.
Yes. Galing. That's why I host in a lot of mga Chinese companies Christmas parties. Pero yung Christmas party nila is etong ang Feb. It's to bago mag-enter ng Lunar New Year.
Dad pala kinuha ko si Val doon sa company namin, no. pwede ba Zoom eh, no? Kasi to be safe now, no. Oo. Ayun. Ako guys, so far medyo na-enlightened ako sa mga sa discussion natin ngayon. Kayo?
Yeah, I have a question lang. Like, let's say in Hong Kong, during that time na sinasabi mong what's it, like a week or 2 weeks?
2 weeks, na, mga ganon. China, weeks. Yan.
Yeah. If I were to go, let's say, to Hong Kong during that time as a tourist, would places be open? Or parang
kasi
holy week
sa
atin?
China, maraming sarado sa China. I also have a small business. Some of our suppliers are in China. Wala na yan. You can't reach them. 2 weeks break talaga.
Mm-hmm. Yung kwento sa akin ng tour guide ko when I was in Hong Kong, our tour guide said, we came kasi like last week of January. We went to Hong Kong during the last week of January. And sabi sa amin was if you came here next week, things might be closed because people in Hong Kong, they leave, they travel during the Lunar New Year, because that it costs them, it saves them money versus staying and having to give out money in the red, they call it red pocket.
The red envelope. Chinese
red pocket, para ampaw.
Red envelope, red pocket. Yeah.
They would rather na lang spend it on themselves if they're gonna give up that much. And something like, if they give the red pocket, has to be red then. The color of the money, which is like 100, ano, di ba? No less than 100
Hong Kong dollars.
Oo, parang yeah. Parang ganun.
That's cool.
I noticed with Chinese, no, parang dalawang side siya. Either you're super generous, magastos ka and you're generous, and the other side is doon na sa medyo sobrang tipid naman.
Ito, this girl was telling me, she's leaving because her previous experience,
naubos yung pera
niya. Sana, ginastos na lang daw niya sa sarili niya.
Pero may trivia ako. Trivia talaga eh, no? That's the reason daw kaya kumalat yung COVID. Yung two Chinese New Years ago, nag-uwian lahat sa province. Yun yung nagkalat nung, ano, everywhere. Tapos people traveled abroad. People went home from whatever country. They all went back to China. Tapos nagbalikan. Yun daw yung start ng pandemic din, ha? Yun ang intindi ko. How it happened. Kasi Wuhan.
Very possible.
Wuhan daw is a main transport hub. Kasi yun yung mga ano eh, napapanood ko. There was a food blogger din eh, right before na tumama yung pandemic. Si ano, si Food Ranger ba to or something? He went there para matry daw yung pinakamasarap na noodles na beef wonton soup. It's in Wuhan daw. So he kept on saying, Wuhan is so busy kasi it's such a major travel hub daw sa China. So yun, medyo morbid. Pero yun, ganun nag-start yung ano raw, yung kalat ng pandemic.
Actually, ang theory ko talaga dyan, Singapore eh. Pero,
Singapore,
of course,
wala. Ibang episode na yan. Ibang usapan na yan.
Ano na, conspiracy yan.
Conspiracy theories.
Ibang podcast.
Guess nyo pa rin ako dun sa conspiracy. Baka may input. Hindi, joke. Wala.
Hey, masaya yun. Yung mga tipong hindi talaga conspiracy theories, tapos nag-theorize lang.
About this year, Valerie, ikaw, do you and your family have specific plans of what food to have?
Wait,
or
anong year ba ngayon para malinaw sa mga listener natin? Tiger.
Year of the Tiger.
Mm.
Pero ako, may bias ako niyan eh. If I see it's compatible to my sign, I believe. If I don't see it's compatible, I don't believe. selective bias. Yeah.
What's your sign?
Year of the Tiger. Dog, yeah.
So is that compatible with
I know they're friends, but I'm not really that superstitious kasi. All
right.
Yeah, but anyway, to answer Chef Sharwin's question, the usual food pa din is going to be chicken. Although sinabi nga ni Chef Ed, diba, some of people believe na isang kahit isang tukayon, but other people believe it's for prosperity. Fish, definitely dumplings as well. Kasi yung shape ng dumpling, again, prosperity. I think that's a common denominator for Chinese. It's luck, wealth, and family togetherness. Mm-hmm. And then tikoy, yun. Noodles, of course, long life. Of course, wear a red shirt. Bright red.
So what time kami pupunta sa inyo, Val?
Sige.
Parang masarap yung menu eh.
Oo, parang masarap eh. Wait, but Feb 1 ba yung celebration nung kain or Jan 31?
Dalawa. 31
and 1.
Sa Pinoy na din, di ba?
Yeah, so one, tira-tira na lang kinakain namin. Okay. Ha?
Yung lechon namin, pinaksiyon na nung
So astig yun, ha? Dalawang araw.
Yes, dalawa. Sige, te-text kita, Chef Ed. Chos!
Para, kahit distancing lang, kahit nasa labas lang, okay lang kami.
As in literally sa labas ng gate ng bahay nila, nas may paper plate lang tayo doon kumakain.
Ayun.
Buti na lang pala na-mention mo yung dumplings. Val, kasi yun nga, tama ka na, the shape of the dumpling, sabi nila, is close to the gold ingot. No? So yung parang the way gold was shaped before in early Chinese history, ganun yung shape ng gold when they were trading it. So dumplings, apparently, the more dumplings you have,
yes, the wealthier you will be. E paano yan? Year-round nagda-dumpling ako, dapat, di ba?
Ako rin eh. Kahit di ako Chinese eh. Lagi ako nagda-dumplings eh.
Oo.
Weakness ko yan, dumplings, for some weird reason. Lalo na yung mga, ano, yung mga dumplings in chili oil, yung mga favorite ko.
Mm. Yes. Di ba?
Tsaka spring rolls ano? Pala. Spring rolls.
Spring rolls.
Kasi
spring
parang rolls. Shape niya is like a gold bar.
Mm. Yeah. Well, kailangan maganda yung pagkaprito niya ng spring rolls para gold talaga yung yung kulay, no? Kasi kung nagkamali kayo sa pagprito, masyadong maputi or masyadong sunog, baka hindi ka swerte. Hindi, joke lang.
Kala ko naman totoo. Oh. Yan ang mahirap eh pag Chinese lore. Naniniwala kami kaagad ni Chef Ed eh.
Oo, wala kami alam dyan eh. Parang every year na lang, this is one of our most fun and informative episodes. Kasi ito yung chance namin na magtanong kami ni Richie. Kasi usually, si Sharwin yung matanong kasi siya yung ano nga eh, that's his trademark eh. Curiosity, ano eh. Curiosity got the chef si Sharwin eh, di ba? So, siya yung matanong. Ngayon kami, wala kaming alam ni Richie. Kami yung inquisitive all of a sudden eh. So it's fun. This is again, it has been another informative episode for the Sinigang Boys. I know if we don't put a stop to this episode, abuti tayo madalawang oras, nagkwekwentuhan lang and having
gutom
fun.
Gutom na tayo nun.
Medyo, exactly. Medyo. Mm-mm. But yun nga, this has been a fun discussion. Val, any tips? Alam ko hindi ka feng shui expert. Alam ko hindi ka naman ano, but you've hosted a lot of events. You born and raised, obviously, you know, na Filipino Chinese. Any tips for everyone for this Lunar New Year?
Basically, these are Chinese New Year traditions. I always wear red. Tapos, alam ko yung mga iba medyo nagtitipid, pero if you can share your blessings. Kasi share when you blessings. Open, yan yung isa sa mga tenets of feng shui eh. Pagka nagbigay ka, you open the door and blessings will also come back.
Karma. Parang good karma. Okay. Ikaw, Char, hindi pwedeng si Val lang. Yung guest lang natin may tips. Ikaw rin, before we end the show, ano tips mo?
Actually, wala akong tips on feng shui kasi hindi ako masyadong well-versed in that, no? But okay. I have to agree with the generosity part, no? Whether, you know, you can start small within your family, within your household.
Within your podcast co-hosts, you know. And
guests.
Oh, and guests. Labas namin yung mga paymaya na namin so that you can transfer.
To draw on what Val said a while ago, di ba yung when you prepare food, I know it's a difficult time of the year for all of us, but
yes.
Just make a little extra. No? Hindi naman kailangan maraming ulam. Yes. Just make more of what you have. Para lang may sobra kayo. And then, yun nga, I think it would be nice to still spend it with family. So if conscious kayo about COVID, you can actually do a Zoom dinner, Zoom lunch. Feeling ko masaya yun eh. Medyo resistant pa kasi yung Chinese community for technology. But I think it's time, no? Lalo na if you have older relatives, better na yung you cook the food, padala nyo sa lahat ng family, and then sabay-sabay kayong kumain over Zoom. Feeling ko it's something new to try.
New memories.
New memories, right. Diba? Yeah, new experiences.
Fun yun, ha? Fun. All right, guys. Ako, dami ko natutunan. Ikaw, Richie.
Super
hopefully,
hungry.
Hopefully.
I'm so hungry. What Chinese food?
Gusto ko mag-deliver bigla ngayon ng
dumpling. Kaya nga, buti na lang may king chef malapit dito. Like, pwede magpa-deliver.
Nice. All right, guys. I know, bitin na bitin. Every year na lang pag itong episode, bitin na bitin tayo. But this has been another lovely, wonderful episode of The Sinigang. It's made even more lovely. Tama ba grammar ko doon? Made even lovelier by our lovely guest this evening, Miss Valerie Tan. Thank you for gracing
you.
Us with your presence.
Siye-siye.
Nag-mandarin ako pasang-awa. No? Pasang-awa. Siye-siye. Yun lang naalala ko. Yan. So, thank you, Val. So, ulitin na kahit na hindi Chinese New Year yung topic, ka, dapat,
yes,
ano,
definitely.
Willing ka to guest.
Yes, more power to Sinigang. More power
to
you guys.
Wow, thank you. Val, do you wanna, before we go, do you wanna plug anything, promote anything? Where can people find you on social media?
Yes, on Facebook, this is Valerie Tan. Instagram and TikTok, Miss Valerie Tan. YouTube, Miss Valerie Tan as well. Yun. See you there.
And you have a podcast? You have a podcast?
Yes. It's Chicas and Margaritas. I'm with two other girls and we talk about all things female empowerment. Right. So hope to see you there also.
Great. Dami namin alam dyan. We can guess. Yan. Perfect. Perfect, Val. Thank you. And Chef Sharwin?
I just want to tell everyone to enjoy your Lunar New Year, Sinian Kuala, and eat a lot.
Eat a lot. Okay, Richie.
Just stay safe, everyone. If you can get your vaccine booster, please do. And that's it. Just be careful. Stay safe.
Magandang feng shui yung booster, promise. Chinese na nagsabi sa inyo.
Magandang feng shui yung booster. Yan. And this is ano naman, Chef Edward. Wishing everyone a fantastic Lunar New Year. A safe one also. Guys, thank you. This has been a wonderful start to a new season of the Sinigang. Please, if you haven't joined yet our Facebook community, just look for it, the Sinigang FB community. It's fun stuff. We're trying to build the community from the ground up. Daming bagong members, fun posts. It's a really fun space, fun safe space for everyone to talk about food, their food videos. Hopefully si Val makapag-upload ng mga food adventures niya doon soon, 'di ba, sa ating Facebook community. All right. So, thank you everyone. This has been another wonderful episode of the Sinigang.